The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Do you hear that? In the cruel blackness of night, an unknowable evil from beyond time cries out. What dark deeds unfold on the streets of Arkham? And which unwitting souls, innocent or impure, will succumb to the maddening call? The Call of Cthulhu.
Nerdy Show and Red Hook Sanitary Products bring you part 7 of the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. Tonight's strange story, The Hetfield Horror. And now, an important dramatization for mothers and daughters alike.
I hate the moon. I'm afraid of it. For when it shines on certain scenes familiar and loved, it sometimes makes them unfamiliar and hideous. Oh dear, don't be so dramatic. It happens to every young girl your age. You've got it far better than I had. Hardly. I've got in my hand the most valuable sanitary help ever offered womankind. Red Hook Sanitary Products Mormo Catamenial Device.
A what?
An internal sanitary napkin, dear. It's nothing like those antediluvian measures I had growing up. There's no pins, pads, belt, or release valve. Mormo sanitary napkins are hygienic, compact, and comfortable.
You mean I can still wear my glad rags? You certainly can. These sanitary napkins are absolutely invisible, even with the most perfectly fitted gown. And they're designed by a physician,
so they're safe.
Mormo sounds nifty, Mother. You're the bee's knees. I'm going to try it out right now.
Women who seek daintiness, peace of mind, exquisiteness, and safety under all circumstances reach for Mormo brand sanitary napkins. You can find them discreetly wrapped at your drugstore counter. Get them without embarrassment simply by saying Mormos.
Our investigators stand on the precipice of answers or oblivion in this hellish mystery. Having learned of their murdered housemate's double life, they've traveled to her hometown, the rural village of Dunwich. The locals have warned that Hillary Hetfield, the mother of the deceased, is crazed, and someone or something has been roaming the countryside, desiccating pets and livestock. Unnerved and ready for trouble, the party drives deeper into the rural land towards the Hetfield house, the peaceful purple dusk giving way to menacing darkness under the shadow of an oppressive thunderhead.
You can kind of barely see it from the road. You guys did pass a crazy-looking, dilapidated farm cottage just covered in frigging creepy occult symbols and everything. Cyril, from your background, I'm not even going to make you roll. You just recognize those are warding symbols to keep away.
Looks like we got some... Yeah, it's not the place, but generally these people here, they're very superstitious, but they know... They think they know some black magic. Saying we might be walking into a serious den of crazy.
Yeah, what else is there?
As you guys are driving out there, make a spot hit.
22 out of 38.
Okay.
I missed.
68 out of 85.
Okay. So the good father drives past you guys, keep going, and then a couple of you guys notice there you think is the house, way off the path. You guys pull to a stop. Father, you see in your rear view, they've stopped. Are you going to keep driving or are you going to go back to them?
Well, I guess I'll turn back.
Okay. You turn around as they're all wandering towards a house that is barely visible from the road. As you guys make your way towards it, you guys are finding animals strewn around the woods and yard in front of this place. Little tiny animals of various types. They look pretty similar to what happened to that that dog. Desiccated, chewed up. It's ugly.
Oh, I'm drawing my weapon and cocking it. I figured I had to specify that it needed to be cocked.
So yeah, your gun is loaded and ready.
If I see Sam's getting ready, I'll get my knife.
Knife comes out.
Yes. Okay.
Tiny baby Derringer.
Okay.
I'm still holding the same rifle, and at this point, I'm Sam in the front or in the back?
You got a rifle?
Yeah.
I am to your right forward.
Then I will lean over to Sam and say, you think Bear did all that too?
Have I caught up to them yet?
Yeah. You're running up behind them. They've got their guns out at this point.
Oh, well, I've taken...
All right, then. I'll just sit back.
I've taken out the special Bear Witch large Bible that Cap tried to open earlier. Cyril tried to open.
Okay, so... Are you retrieving the holy contents from within?
Yeah, I'm getting out my anti-personnel mind from my Bible.
What in Jesus' name is that shit?
It's called your Lord and Savior. Righteous fire. We gonna need it.
Why did I ever agree to this? For $9.
Anyway, let's go.
So, yeah, as you guys pass by all these withered and partially devoured animals, you see this house. It is... drowned out in shadows, trees growing thick all around it, ancient mossy trunks all around. This place looks terrible. Ivy is crawling all over the exterior of the house, and you guys don't see any signs of life. No smoke or lights from within or anything.
We should just burn it to the ground right now before we even get in there.
Don't tempt me.
No, it could be. There could be like people, normal people in there.
Do you think a normal person would live in a house like this with dead animals in the yard?
Well, whoever's in there is scared of bad stuff getting in, so it can't be.
If we do kill
them.
The other
house was going
to the other house? Okay.
Yeah.
If they're normal, then they'll go to heaven if we kill them, and it's okay.
Whoever's in that house, come out. I'm a federal agent.
No response.
I'm going to bust into the front.
Father kicks the door, and there's a blast of dust everywhere as the door goes flying in. And the inside is gloomy and damp. Mildew, mold everywhere, fungal growths. The curtains, furniture, and everything are crumbling to shreds, and everything looks moist to the touch.
Ew.
In here.
There's stairs either up or down.
In here, well, you see there's a couple of rooms further
you
back.
See. Stairs then, can be both.
And then from beyond the living room, there's kind of a hallway. It looks like a couple of rooms that lead off to it, and then behind it, probably a kitchen. And then there's stairs that lead up.
I'm just running as fast as I can to the stairs.
I am not following that man into a building while he is carrying a landmine.
That's a landmine?
That is a landmine.
So
how the hell did he get that?
Just let him run around. It'll go off.
Father goes clambering up the stairs. And Father, at the top of the stairs, you see a door. Looks like a pretty heavily locked door that has been smashed open.
Can I pop my head inside?
Yeah, certainly.
will this be the end for Father Grandfather?
One can only hope.
Well, up here in the attic, it's pretty large, and there's not a lot in there. There's just a few boxes and trunks. Looks like some old clothes, toys, and junk kind of strewn around. The same dampness and decay is here is pretty much everywhere. You guys see places where it looks like there are vines growing down through the roof. This place does not look good. There's a door towards the back of it, and you guys also see a few rows of shelves as well, containing things in jars. But it's dark, so you'd have to get close to see what they are.
We ain't in there. Yeah, it's just Father Grandfather currently running around.
I'm gonna go towards the door while they're doing whatever they're doing.
Make a luck roll.
We're waiting outside for the boom.
I just saw a crazy man run inside a building
carrying a landmine.
So yeah, the rest of you guys are totally tense because that could go off at any time.
Yep.
I got a 44 out of 35.
Yeah, Father, as you're walking through this whole place, it's all glistening and sick. It's like it's covered in something. Just
I don't even notice. I'm
it's even
Vaseline.
Worse.
I'm
just
furious.
Yeah, it's even worse up here. You got how much?
I got a 44 out of 35.
Okay. So you take a point of damage as you tear your leg up as it goes through rotten planks. You guys hear a terrible crack and are waiting for the house to explode, but it doesn't. Father, you pull your leg back up.
I unsling my rifle and I just hold it.
Father, you pull your leg back up out and proceed to creep forward again. Getting closer to the jars and the door, kind of because there's the door and then to the side of it, to the right side of it is the shelves. It looks like basically there's a lot of different things in there, sizes and colors. A lot of it's vegetables, beets, beans, tomatoes and stuff. Some of it looks like maybe canned fish. Some of it's, you can kind of see what it is. Some of it's totally opaque. I don't know if you want to look through all that.
I'm ignoring all of it.
Okay.
I see a door. The door is my path to righteousness.
Okay, so
my destiny.
You make your way to the door and you swing that door open. And within it, you find what looks like a windowless workroom in here, and it reeks. Looking around inside this room, there's dried herbs and snakes hanging from the rafters.
Living or dead?
Dead. All dead and dried out, desiccated. You guys also, you also see, looking around, you see a human skull resting atop a pile of loose papers, a couple of books lying open. And besides that, you see just a lot of piles of just strange things, rotten things. Maybe some of it was vegetable matter. It's hard to tell.
Any books of interest, I roll.
Well, if you want to look them over.
I have a knowledge of 95. I know all things. Jesus. The Lord has given me knowledge negative years before I was born.
The first one looks like it's a black-bound leather book, and it's got no title on it. You flip it open, and it looks like it's handmade.
Like handmade. Nobody does handmade anymore.
Yeah, that's got crabbed writing in it. And is.
It's hard to read.
Exactly.
Goddamn. I guess I'll read it for the audience.
Take the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, it's not in vain, good sir, when you see this. Excerpts from Hilary Hatfield's Grimoire. Grimoire.
Knowledge of 95.
April 15th, it is my destiny, that's what I said. I bear the sign and the stars are right. Through me has the black goat of the woods born twins, one growing upon the other, I knew it. Did not my son impregnate my daughter, I called it, thereby conceiving that grandchild according to the prophecy of old law. This was in the Bible, which I can't even read that. Von Junst knew and recorded in his black book. The ancient druids know 3 to be the sacred number, and this third child shall be the one foretold, the gateway between the flesh of Eve and the flesh of the goddess. Even unto the black goat of the woods... So she has a daughter, the mother of pus. Her ascension to godhood shall be signed. The time of the old ones draws ever nigh. This very night I saw as if in a dream the birth of my beautiful granddaughter, she that I have long awaited. I leave this minute for Arkham, where amid the awful and decay she awaits my call. And the call of the goddess, I can't even read this. Joshob Niggeroth, Jah, mother of pus. Honestly, I don't know what this says.
Watch your damn mouth.
Mother of Puss?
It says P-U-S. I mean, I don't know.
That's yeah. Puss.
I mean, I don't know.
95.
Mother of Puss.
So you just flip through. That's the last the last entry on it.
April 5th. Well, this is what I said. She was pregnant with the devil.
April 15th was yesterday. And
wait a second.
The other thing you see here is a big, heavy book. Looking on it, it appears to be an English translation. The name of the book is Nameless Cults. And there's an author on it, Frederick Wilhelm von Junst.
Oh, that was... I know that name. I just read that name. Oh, I gotta read all this?
You don't gotta do anything you don't want to
like
do.
It's like a whole page. Something about an Arab and the mother of pus again. This is very long. TLDR. Look, it has something to do with Arabs, so I'm not too fancy or keen on reading it.
Looking on the page next to it, you notice there's some looks like a crazy ritual, kind of almost like a description for a mass, but...
Oh, can I read it? I might as well read it out loud. I mean, what's the harm in that? See what happens.
Well, it's got a lot of notes attending to it.
Oh, okay. Well, if you say so.
As you're reading through it, you guys are all outside. What are you guys up to? Just still waiting?
Oh, we're waiting for the explosion.
I'm imagining that we were just sitting there silent, waiting. We hear him trip. Just waiting some more.
Okay, well, Father.
Outside noises.
You think you heard something. Back out in the main room.
Well, guess I'll turn around and look out the door. Go back towards the main room. But am I still carrying the ritual? I'm going to carry the ritual book.
Yeah. I'm guessing you've got both of the books.
I got all the books.
Yeah, okay. And,
Lord giveth me strong arms to carry knowledge.
Looking around, make a spot and hidden roll.
I'm gonna fuck this up. That's 25. I'm about to blow shit up. If I'd known spot hidden was so fucking important, I'd have tried. I did it. 11 out of 25.
Okay,
spot hidden check.
You're looking around. Looks like that cupboard containing all of those, jars. Looks like it's moved a little bit.
Jars have moved. Can I check it to see if there's like maybe a hidden passageway or a door swinging contraption?
Yeah, yeah. You look around at it. Underneath, it looks like there's like a thing that can be pushed aside. And as you push it aside, what's your dexterity?
Oh, my dexterity is 15.
Awesome. Okay.
Lord shall provide all that I need to accomplish.
So you push this thing aside, and all of a sudden, a hunched and drooling, beady-eyed creature lunges out at you.
Landmine!
This thing looks like a twisted mockery of humanity and doesn't seem to have any back legs discernible. As this thing hurls out at you, make a sanity check.
Lord. Giveth me my sanity brains.
He's gonna blow himself up with that way.
doing so, he may save us all.
And with all the books.
I got it. 26.
Oh.
So I'm 35.
You only lose 1 point of sanity as this hideous thing lunges out at you.
Because obviously it makes perfect sense to him.
I've seen worse.
And this thing claws across your face with some nasty hook claws on one of its twisted hands, and just rips your face open for 5 points of damage.
What? It rips my face open.
And then it's your turn.
How do you like it, bitch?
And this thing is just clambering at you, trying to claw your eyes out.
Seven. I warned you about my claws before you open that door.
Well, what I'd like to do, since my face is pretty much gone.
And this thing is just covering you in disgusting, stinking
what
slime.
What I want to do is go touchdown and slam dunk the landmine right at our feet, sending us both to our separate dimensional places.
Separate and unequal places.
Okay.
Separate and unequal places. Should I roll to see what happens? Because my throw is top notch.
Oh, you don't even need throw.
No,
you're just setting it off.
That crazy son of a bitch.
Let's see. Roll a d100. Let me tell you if you get, or let me see if you get higher than 10.
32.
Okay, so it's not a dud. And you slam this thing down and it goes off. Roll for damage.
4d6. Look, I'm.
Oh, I want to use one of my dice. I want to be a part of this.
Is everybody going to contribute? This die has a flamingo for a one. It's very special.
This is for the Lord. I'm taking the house. I'm taking the house with me. Praise Jesus. Tell it on the mountain that I'm about to create.
A crater.
Tell it in the crater.
Technically the opposite of a mountain.
12.
Okay, so there is a catastrophic explosion.
Jesus.
Tap out my pipe.
Say, well, I think we're done here.
Case is closed.
I'm crouching on the ground. If Dolores is near me, maybe I try to chivalrically, you know,
shield her.
Yeah.
Y'all roll for damage. Splinters avoid.
You guys hear the sound of collapsing, probably of the attic. A lot of it collapsing down into the floor below. There's a strange howl, and then just
that's coming from me.
Eerie silence.
I stand up. do we see a hole where the house used to be?
No. I mean, it was he went in with an AP landmine. Personnel were antied, but basically, it's not really enough destructive force to bring down the house.
It's
although it is decrepit, but yeah, like it probably did some damage. But you guys are
structural
hanging up.
Damage.
Yeah, things are not looking safe.
I'm at -5.
Yeah, so basically, if you guys get it to him within 3 seconds, he doesn't die.
No,
I'm trying to get into the house. That thing looks like it's about to come down.
Yeah, so, anybody gonna go in?
I mean,
shit, fine, I'll go
I'm
in.
I'm adventurous.
I go in very
gingerly.
Hank
and I look at each other.
You go in, and the, looks like most of the attic is collapsed in.
Yeah, I'm not going up there.
You find the mutilated corpse of your compatriot, along
buried
with
buried
blown apart bits of some freakish, person, possibly? You're not really sure? Roll
he
sanity.
He died as he lived.
This is a pretty horrifying situation.
83, I failed that one.
He died as he lived with 1 foot constantly in the grave.
End this game.
You lose 3 points of sanity. It's unsettling, but not, like, pants-shitting terrifying. Like, this is...
He should be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of me is thrilled inside.
Part of you is happy, but there's something else here. That other thing is not human.
I rolled 18.
Looks like even before the explosion, it didn't have legs. 18?
I destroyed the book.
You lose a sanity point, but otherwise, you're a little
I rolled
disturbed.
A 2.
Lose a sanity point.
Oh.
Only one. Are you staying outside, Hank?
I ain't going in there. There's things okay. The bomb went off.
clutching in one of his smoking hands that has been disconnected from his body is what looks like a big singed book.
If I see that first, I'll pick it up.
Oh, I need to point something out.
And part of me is going along with the idea that burning this place down where it stands right now is probably the best course of action.
Why did I not call that?
I was just about to say,
I need to tell
suggested.
The GM something secret. Hold on.
You're dead.
No, it doesn't matter.
His ghost comes back.
You're dead. Stop manipulating.
He's resurrected 3 days later.
Are there of you guys looking over things a little more closely? Because it looks like he obviously found something. Maybe he's got more things on him.
I'm examining this book. Von Jontz's Nameless Cults.
Yeah, it's all written in English. Looks like it's an English translation of a German book. The page you're looking at is a page that looks like it was folded open to.
I would say we got 100% confirmed that some evil black magic is involved in this. How do you guys feel about the name Mother of Pus?
Not good, frankly. Yeah.
Speaking of which, the page across from that seems to be some elaborate ritual, general description of which seems to be something about empowering the Mother of Pus into a goddess and herald of the end times. And there are extensive notes on the procedure for doing so.
I'll roll for this somehow. Is Cyril going to draw any direct connection between this and the exploded girl? Roll the 22. Say, is that that's a cult? Then I have a 26.
Okay, well, looking it over, supposedly there's some stuff about mothers and fathers and mortal women and things like that. Mortal woman birthing a god. That could be it, but, you know, this is crazy. Speaking of which, reading through this, you gain a point of Cthulhu mythos and lose a point of sanity.
Fun!
Just reading through one page of this book. With your occult background, looking at that other page, that ritual looks like it's some kind of crazy call and response song, supposedly with this entity called the Black Goat of the Woods.
I mean, do I see words? Do I see rhyming lyrics?
There's some words. There's some strange phonetic pronunciations. A lot of things that look like they would be incredibly hard to rhyme. Some things that are about 16-letter-long words with no vowels. Looks like it would be difficult, but you've sung worse material.
Where the hell are you playing?
Are you possessed by father grandfather right now?
It looks like someone tried to write down scat music.
So are you guys gonna look over the rest of the stuff, try to see if you can find anything else?
I'm not touching that dead man's body because I don't trust him to not booby trap his own corpse after he died.
Okay. So Cyril, you looking over everything?
Yeah, I rolled a 7, a spot hidden, so.
Okay. Well, you notice kind of propped underneath the majority of Father's body is what looks like another book spattered in his blood. You go in and go to pull it out. Make either an agility times 5 test or a luck test.
I rolled a 4.
That's good. Okay. So as you go to yank that thing out from underneath his twisted corpse, his leg, which has been bent at an unnatural angle up into the air, kind of turns a little, and his shoe flops off, and a stick of dynamite lands right next to your hand as you're pulling it out.
I think we just found the answer to all our problems.
Yeah, you wanna... Sam, I feel like this is just a huge problem that we should just walk away from all of this.
I agree. Let's blow this house up and we'll just go out for pizza or
beer.
Walk
away,
no
turning back.
You don't want to save the dynamite and burn it down instead?
I think the dynamite will also burn down the house.
If I leave...
If Cyril said that there's a birthing of a god is going to cause the end times...
Yeah, speaking of which, Cyril, you just kind of casually flip open to the last page of the diary, what that seems to be, that other book you've taken out, and this is what you find. It's the excerpt that the father had read previously.
This is another Hatfield. Oh, man. Wait, I leave this minute for Arkham, where amid the awful end decay, she awaits my call. This is dated April 15th.
Yesterday.
We got a crazy woman running around in Arkham. Let's get some matches. I gotta get some matches here.
I got a lighter. I'll take care of her right now.
You got a pipe. Yeah.
All right, everybody run.
So you light up the dynamite.
Oh, no. I walk outside with a stick of dynamite. light it, toss it through a window, and then I walk to the car, run to the car.
Wait, did I die for nothing?
Yes, you did.
And, like, when I messed with the game.
So you hurl the dynamite into the building, which has already been pretty structurally damaged. The dynamite finally brings it all collapsing down into a smoky ruin. And you guys, I guess, cool guy walk back to your car.
Yeah. Superhero style. As a team. Slow motion.
You guys ever Indian hop? Cause
I'm right about, down. I'm about to hop.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I'm not above sharing because this has not been a good day.
Return this Wednesday here on the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Make sure you don't miss any episodes by subscribing to receive the latest on iTunes and SoundCloud via our network-wide feed, as well as our new feed for all our dramatic podcasts, Nerdy Show Theater, at nerdyshow.com/theater. All of our programming here on WNRD, the Nerdy Show Network, is entirely listener-supported. So if you're enjoying this program and would like to hear more like it, please consider helping fund our endeavors. At nerdyshow.com/support, you'll find information on how to give a one-time donation, support the network by shopping on Amazon, or subscribing to our Patreon, where even $1 will get you exciting perks and early releases. And $5 or more unlocks additional bonus content, including outtakes from this very program. That's nerdyshow.com/support. If financial contributions are out of the question, you can still do us a great favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes, or simply by telling a friend. It would be greatly appreciated. But enough of my jabbering. How about some music? This is a record made by a troupe of vaudevillians called Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. If that sounds a little off-color and eerie to you, well, I don't know what you're doing up so late. For all of you night owls in the mood for more grim tales, here's a dark little ditty off their long player, Soft Time Traveler. It's called Devils in the Details. Isn't he just...
Devils in the details, the devil's in ourselves, the devil's in the details, the devil's in ourselves. She dominate deity, she get him down on the knee, she dominate deities, she get him down on the knee. Don't you know his name? Don't you know he's tame? Don't you know his name? Don't you know he's been tamed by you? Yeah. Flowers die in this way. Make him quake. Flowers die in his wake, but you make him quake. She dominate the attacks. She get him down on the knees. She dominate the attacks. She get him down on the knees. Don't you know his name? Don't you know he's tame? You know he's been tamed.
Thanks for listening to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud, or give your feedback at nerdyshow.com/survey. Episode 7, The Hetfield Horror, was performed by Kaylin Boehm, Doug Banks, Cap Blackett, Rule Knutson, Brendan Gerson, and Game Master Luke Stram. It was edited and produced by Colin Peterson and Cap Blackett. Original score was composed and performed by Ryan McQuinn and Mike McQuinn, and is available on Nerdy Show's Bandcamp. This campaign is based on Behold the Mother, from the Call of Cthulhu module, Dead Reckonings, published by Chaosium Incorporated. All characters appearing are fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental. You can find character sheets, bios, and other bonus content at nerdyshow.com/Cthulhu. The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program and all programs on the Nerdy Show Network are made possible by the support of listeners like you. Join us on Patreon and receive outtakes, early releases, and other bonus content. Just head to nerdyshow.com/support. To find out how you or your company could underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. And don't forget, you can also help fund the Nerdy Show Network by shopping on Amazon. Just head to nerdyshow.com/Amazon for more details. This has been the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. Good night.